The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So do what you can to sit comfortably. Take a couple of easy breaths. And the wonderful thing about the Four Elements practice is our laboratory, you know, the sensations of the body, they're always right here. The sensations of the body never go anywhere. It's always available to study. And so as I go through these different 12 qualities of sensation, just remember that whatever words I use, I'm pointing to something that's already right here in your experience of body. So Sayadaw Upasthapaksayadaw begins with one of the aspects of the wind element or the air element. So the air element has two qualities. One is pushing, which we start with. So one way you can sense the pushing quality, this is the quality of motion. So you can be aware of the breath coming in and the breath going out at the nostrils. Remember, the most important thing is to relax, because whatever it is we're trying to pay attention to is already here. It doesn't require any tension to notice it. And he suggests that we notice a sense of pressure or pushing located in the center of the head. A little pressure related to the breath coming in and the breath going out. He calls this particular quality of bodily sensation pushing. You might, in your own study, come up with a word that works better for you. I find pushing works pretty well as a word. As best you can, get interested in that subtle quality of pushing, pressure. You might begin in a particular location, but then you might notice you can feel it really everywhere through the head, face. In fact, anywhere you look in the body, there's some quality of pushing. Pressure. And scan through your body a couple times, tuning in to the quality of pushing, one of the air elements or one of the qualities of air. And the next quality that we're going to reflect on is one of the earth qualities, hardness. And a good place to notice this is if you can have two teeth touch, or your teeth touch, upper teeth touch some of the bottom teeth. It doesn't have to be hard, just a normal contact there. And just tune into that experience of hardness that you experience there as two teeth make contact. They're really interested. For the mind, the attention is attending just to the hardness of that touch, the two teeth. Remember to relax. No particular tension is needed. And the more you tune in to the experience of hardness, you might begin to notice it in other places. Even something as simple as a finger making contact with some other part of the body. Normally you wouldn't think of that as hard, but you can tune into the hardness of that touch, ignoring everything else but the hardness. Even something that would normally be thought as very light, like the shirt against the top of the shoulder, a very light touch, you can tune into the hardness of that contact if you know what you're looking for. You can notice the hardness of the tongue against the upper palate. Buttocks against the chair or the bench or cushion. Hardness is everywhere. It's one of the qualities of the body. Even if it's not predominant, you can tune into it. In the same way, we can tune into the third quality of roughness, another earth quality. Roughness, of course, contrasts with smoothness. Thakasida recommends you just run the tongue across the top or the top of the teeth a couple times and just feel that roughness of the teeth. Really tune into that. There may be other places in the body where roughness is relatively obvious. So even however the hand may be making contact with skin or with clothes, instead of noticing the smoothness of that touch, you can notice the roughness of it. Sense of friction, even if there's no movement. Even in a very, very subtle way, air against the skin is rough, can be seen as rough. And next we'll reflect on the quality of heaviness. So it might be something simple like one hand resting in the other hand, or an arm resting on the thigh. But we'll do this little study where we tune into weight, even just generally the force of gravity, the weight of a limb, the weight of a hand, the weight of the body. Really study. Tune in. Until you're better able to sense the quality of heaviness throughout the body. And you can slouch just a little bit. We're going to tune into the other aspect of the air or wind. So this contrasts to the pushing that we did at the beginning. And Paak Sayadaw calls this supporting. Another word you could use is a sense of the body being held together, held in stillness. So as opposed to pushing or the sense of motion, the body wanting to move, which has a kind of pressure to it, pushing to it, it contrasts to the sense of supporting or being held. So from that slouched position, just bringing the body back into a natural upright posture, and just a sense of the body being held in that upright posture, kind of solidity in that body being held in place. We're tuning in to the experience of supporting. Feeling both lips making contact now. Especially the insides of the lips. And tune into how soft that is. Get interested and really study the experience of softness. If you've never been interested, never tuned in to softness before, What is it in the experience that makes softness softness, as opposed to roughness or some other quality? And see if you can begin to feel, tune into softness in other parts of the body. Instead of noticing the hardness of the hand on the body, resting on the leg, for example, maybe it can be seen as soft. Like the two inner lips touching. And the whole body be experienced as soft. Even where the buttocks meets the chair or cushion, can that be experienced as soft? Can softness be seen in that experience? And you can also use the inner lips touching to study the experience of smoothness. Maybe move the lips a little bit. Wet them if you need to. Just feeling that natural quality of smoothness. Silky. Knowing the experience of smoothness apart from all the other qualities of sensation now. And now we'll study lightness. So, of course, lightness contrasts to heaviness, one of the earth elements or qualities. So, Paksaida recommends to tune into this. You just, if you can free up one of your fingers so that, just in a relaxed way, just move one finger just a little bit. And we're going to tune into how light that finger is. So we're tuning into the relative lightness of the finger. Tuning into the relative absence of weight there as we subtly move that finger. Perhaps that experience of lightness can be seen more and more throughout the body. Perhaps even the whole body can be experienced as light now instead of heavy. It's all a matter of the mind knowing what to tune into. Tune into weight, or it can tune into lightness. Now we'll do air, or rather fire, so the temperature, first heat. But just notice where in the body the experience of heat is relatively easy to tune into. It could be where two body parts come together, under the arms or where your hands are resting. But in the same way, we are very interested, alert, what makes heat, the sensation of heat or warmth, tuning into that particular quality of heat or warmth. Sensing the warmth throughout the body. Start where it's easy. As you scan the attention through the body, is it possible to tune in to the experience of heat, warmth, wherever the attention goes? And then we work with the quality of coolness. So start where the experience of coolness is relatively obvious, like maybe some air movement against the skin. And once again, tuning in, being interested in the actual experience of coolness. Resting, really taking it in. And see if the sense of coolness can be picked up, tuned into in different places, other places, and perhaps even throughout the body. And we end with the two water qualities, liquid qualities. The first one is sometimes called cohesion. So we're noticing how all the sensations of the body, they are all together here and now. There's a certain cohesiveness to the experience of sensation. So this quality isn't a sensation in itself, but it points to how the sensations are integrated or held together, belong together. So on the one hand, there's this cohesion, it's coming together. And on the other hand, it's also true that there's a flow, a movement, which is the other aspect of the water element. So there's cohesion and there's flow, like a melting quality, a changing quality, flowing quality of sensation, held together and flowing. We'll take just another minute or two. Just be aware of the body. And as the mind naturally notices or tunes into different aspects of sensation, just see if you would classify it as the earth element, which includes hardness or softness, roughness, smoothness, lightness, heaviness. Or you classify it under temperature, fire, coolness, warm, or under the air element, of pushing, supporting, or under the water element, a sense of cohesiveness or flowingness. We'll just take a minute. And appreciating the simple truth that there's really no physical reality outside of these four elements, these 12 qualities that we've reviewed.